Blog Talk Radio.
He was a hard-headed man.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com.
Respect.
Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
What up, Harrell here. How you guys doing tonight, man? We're hanging out, being cool. We've got Cole Nelson is going to be calling in tonight. They're doing a Wednesday night. They do it every Wednesday night. If you're over in Reno, get over there on Wednesday because they drive until they can't see anymore. So they'll be there late. He's going to be calling from the track. We've got one of his drivers, Bryce Dickman, is going to call in. He's like up and coming. He's been in it for a few years now, and he's just starting to come on the groove, man. He's getting fast, man. It's taking him a minute, but, man, he's running up front these days. So I'm excited to have him on. We've got Steve Go with us tonight, our producer, and we've got a bunch of crank callers tonight, so it's going to be fun. Hang out. We're going to play a couple songs, and we'll see what we can do to get Cole on the phone. We'll see all these crank callers, too. Let's check them out.
Yeah! Whoa, that ended abruptly. What's up, everybody? How we doing out there tonight, man? We're hanging out in the studio, and Mr. Nelson's hanging out at the track. He's down at Desert Park Raceway doing their Wednesday night gig. Cole Nelson, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. Doing great.
You are great, man. You're at the track, dude. You guys do this every Wednesday.
Yeah, pretty much every Wednesday. We missed the 4th of July there. But, yeah, every Wednesday we get out to the track. Wednesday, you know, when everyone gets off work and come out here and have some stress-free fun.
That's right. I like that kind of fun, man. We don't get enough of that.
Yeah.
But you guys, there's no lights or nothing, right? You guys just go out, and when you can't see anymore is when you stop.
Yeah, that's pretty much. That's when we wrap it up, you know. We got a night race coming up for the KPX, so it's fun to kind of act like we're testing for it, you know.
Dude, you're not even acting. You're really doing it.
Yeah, halfway. We're testing for the heat, I guess. Not the main,
that's,
you know.
Right.
The main will be under the lights, but.
Right. So
it's cool,
else?
Man.
Cole Nelson's out there. He's already testing for the night race, man. So you need to get down to Reno and get some time in there. I think they got a club race this weekend, right? On Sunday?
They do. They do have a club race this weekend.
And do you know what configuration they're running? Are they running the same one as the KPX?
You know, I'm not sure about that, Harrell. I don't know. I know they ran the KPX configuration last race. So I don't think it'll be this race.
All right, good. As long as we don't have to get on the straightaway, that last little S-turns, if we can just ace that all together, I'd be happy, man.
Yeah, for sure.
if you guys have never been there and you're going to go race the KPX, I would suggest going to get some laps in because there's a few corners there that, unless you're just a stud like freaking Cole Nelson, and you're going to have a tough time for a quick minute, you know? There's a turn 5 and 8 and 9 or something? Is that what it is?
Yeah, 8 and 9 is coming on the straightaway. You know, it's a tricky track all the way around. You know, 1 and 2 is pretty technical. You know, it's definitely
right?
A place where, you know, you're not going to show up and be super fast.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's not somewhere where you're going to show up like 8 times and be super fast either.
need a lot of laps.
eight and nine is just. I mean, here's some advice. This is my advice, and this is the advice I got. Don't slow down. Just keep it pinned. Don't let
you know,
off the
truck. I say WFO, man. You know, my dad. That's wide open, man.
Yeah. Hey, wide flipping open.
Yep.
That's it. And this shot about. I don't know, about 2-foot curbs in there. So it's a little hairy coming through there, man. I've got it where I blip the throttle. I just let off and get right back on, and I'm like, brah, brah. So I'm getting better through there. But, man, it is tough, man. It is tough. You get all the locals out there, and they're tough to beat. They're tough to beat at that track. So get out there and practice, everybody. But are you going to go to Marina this weekend?
Yeah, headed to Marina Friday night, and we'll be there all weekend. Testing for the KPX coming up, you know. They changed the track layout a little bit. You know, they took out the chicane down the front straightaway. But coming on the straightaway is a lot tighter. You know, it's almost identical to the track I ran. And growing up as a junior one and a junior two. So.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, nothing new for me, but for all the generation that's racing right now, it's going to be new for sure.
Man, how many years ago were you a junior one?
Oh, man. 20.
20? Holy smokes, no, you're such a badass, dude. Man, I'll tell you what. If you guys don't know Cole Nelson, just look him up, man, and you'll see he's freaking... I don't know. You don't even know how many duppies you got, huh?
Yeah, I got a lot of them, man. I got a little army, you know.
A little army. I love it.
You know, I got a soccer team or something, you know. I don't know how many I got. But is Bryce on the line? Who do we got on the phone, man?
I believe we've got someone else here. I'm just going to bring him on. I'm not even sure who it is. Let's just see. Hump Day with Harrell.
Hey, Harrell.
Who's
it's
this?
Bryce.
Bryce Dickman. What's up, brother?
Not much, man.
Hey, we got the boss on the phone with us, too. We got Cole here. He's at the track. Well, how come you're not at the track?
Oh, man. I've been working a lot lately. I haven't earned that money to race.
Right? Right, that's what Cole's doing. He's earning his money to race right now by racing. Man, he's got a good, huh?
He's living a life.
Right. Bryce, real quick. Man, you've really been stepping it up lately, dude. You got a new invader, and all of a sudden you're just a force to be reckoned with, man. Is that your credit to, just putting in the time and that new car, huh?
Yeah, the new car's just been amazing. It's been, you know, a whole different world since we got it, you know. But I mean, all together it's been a lot of work. You know, we've been at the track every weekend pretty much this whole year.
And whole last year and the year before, every day. I mean, you've been putting in some time, dude. I mean, I've been at races where everyone's packed up and getting out of there, and you're heading back out onto the track to do some more testing. That's the kind of dedication I see.
It's the best time to be out there when nobody else is out there.
Right? Worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What, you just, can you have a pole or something? Can you qualify on pole or a first row or I don't know. You've been doing
a little while ago, I qualified first in Stockton at the Gold Rush.
That's just expensive, man.
Okay. Nice. Have you won your first race yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, man,
we're going to get you a win, Bryce. We're going to get you a win, dude.
It's coming, man.
It is.
Bryce is the star pupil here, as far as my team goes, just buying into the program and listening and soaking it all up and putting in the track time. See where it's gotten him, man.
Right.
He's knocking on the door of that KPX podium, man, for sure.
Right. I see it. And that's huge, right? I mean, you can tell someone what to do so you're blue in the face, but whether they listen or not and take it in is a whole other deal, right?
Yeah. Yep. Me and my dad will tell you it's a 3-year program, pretty much. A couple years for sure,
3-year program, you said?
Yeah, before you soak it all in and really get your program dialed in and to where it has an effect on where you start seeing results, People want to jump in and want me to make them go super fast right away, and that's just not how it works, Bryce has put in the time, and he's taking his licks, and he keeps on chugging, believing in not straying from what we do here at CNR, and he's just continues with what they do and what we do, and it's showing, man. It's awesome to see a family like the Dickmans and Bryce do really good,
Right. See, there you have it, straight from Cole, everybody, and all our listeners out there. You don't expect to get out there your first year and just go start ripping. I mean, you can try to expect that, but in reality, it's probably going to be a 3-year program, That's huge, man. That is. I can't tell you how, everyone thinks they're going to go do good, right? I mean, everyone thinks that they went and did good at the indoor, and they're going to go out there and just go kill it, right? I mean, almost everybody. I did. I thought I was going to do better than I did, And
hey, me too.
Right? It's a whole different deal when you're out there, It's all different, man. It's people that have been cutting. It's like all the fast guys from the indoor track times two. Like, those fast guys aren't even fast that you thought were fast there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a learning curve.
I'm going to go burn some laps, dude. I'll call you guys a little bit later.
Okay, hit us back, Cole, for sure.
All right.
All right, brother. Have fun.
All right. Thanks, Earl.
All right. All right, no worries, buddy. That's Cole Nelson, everybody. Cole Nelson Racing, Invader Karts. He is the owner, proprietor. He's just an all-around badass, man. He makes a mean kart, you know. He really does. He's doing good out there. You've been with him for a minute, huh, Bryce?
Yeah, I've been under his tent, you know, driving around him for, I'd say, a year. I mean, the first time we ever were in an Invader, we rented at Fresno, I think, a year and a half ago. So we've been near him, you know, we've been around him for a long time. And yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of nice. You don't get Mr. Tony Kart, you know, cruising in the pit and helping you tune and stuff. You know, you don't get Mr. Margay out there helping you tune your Margay. You know what I mean? It doesn't happen like that. And to have Mr. Invader out there is a pretty special thing, huh?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's, you know, a lot of times we take it for granted because Cole's such a, you know, a down-to-earth normal guy. But, you know, he builds these carts and nobody else around here even is, you know, anywhere close to that.
Right. I think there's a couple American-made chassis back east, and that's it. You know, there's not a lot of American-made chassis. There's really not. And I know that he's been putting them on the podium for a long time. You know, between him and his dad, they really do okay. What's next for you? You going to Marina this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there Sunday. I unfortunately I work Saturday, but we'll definitely be there Sunday morning.
Cool. I probably won't see you. I'm leaving Saturday night to go to Reno to do the club race, but I'm going to go Saturday to practice.
Right on. Yeah, I haven't ever been there, so we definitely need the whole day.
Right. I've been there. I've never been on the track, though. But I went and watched the Sid White and helped pit, you know, for a couple
nice.
People. So I've seen the track. I've seen the layout, but I haven't been on the track, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a fun one, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Right. And then after that, we got the night race. Huh? Are you excited for the night race?
In Marina?
No, in Reno.
Oh, I won't be there for that one.
You're not going to the KTX night race?
Oh, that's next month, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying the next KTX race after one is the Reno night race.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there for that, for sure.
Sure, cool. Nice. You got a lot of laps there in Reno?
I have a full day with Cole out there once.
Dang, that's it? Just one day?
Yeah, I went in the gravel several times coming down that hill.
I've been five?
Yeah, that's a tricky corner.
Gary is all heck. Before you go off the track, I mean, it's like, it is scary. And then once you get off the track and you're ripping through there, it's like, okay, that's not so bad. I mean, you jump back onto the track if you keep your foot in it. You know what I mean? It's a hairy little section right there.
Yeah.
I mean, how about the last?
Oh, the S's. I did all right for the most part of the day. And then right at the very end of the day, Cole was behind me and I was trying to push. And I clipped the left curb, that giant curb, and I think I did like a 360 over Cole.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow,
he didn't even flinch, though.
Of course he didn't, dude. It's Cole Nelson, right?
Yeah.
Listen, we were just talking about how many Duffies he's got, man. I mean, he's got more. I mean, that kid, when he was a junior one back in the day, there was no one that could really beat him. I mean, he was winning everything. Everything he went to, he won. And still to this day, he's fast as shit, man. He jumps in a car.
Yeah.
Doesn't he jumps in a car and goes and wins? You know what I mean? He's good. That kid's got it.
He's a pretty talented guy. That's for sure.
Right. It was cool because one time at Prairie City, we were all testing, and I had my tires all warmed up, and he just came on the track, and I saw him, and I'm like, yes, because I was all heated up. And he had cold tires, and man, I still couldn't get him, dude. I couldn't. Even with, you know, ice cold tires, he was still He said after the first lap, I looked behind me and I thought, oh, dang, Harrell's still there. He said, you know, because I kept in right there, but it was only for one lap, and I might have, like, semi-matched his first lap, but then he was just gone, you know, after that. But,
yeah.
Man, I wanted to pass him bad. It was, like, perfect timing that I could have passed him, and I still couldn't do it, you know? Man.
He could drive anything, though. It doesn't matter. You know, if his tires are cold or not.
Right. Exactly. What? How you doing in the points in the KPF? Have you hit every race? How you sitting?
I didn't finish the Atwater race. That's what it was. So if that was my drop, I'm probably not starting. I'm probably not doing too bad.
Top 10?
Yeah, I think I'll be in top 10.
Nice. That's
yeah, I had a pretty
nice.
Good finish in Prairie City, so.
Shoot, not me, bro. I had a tough time this race, dude. And that, bro, I should be doing good. Everything was set against me that weekend. But whatever. I'm not scared. We're going to keep going.
Yeah, it's just one weekend. It happens.
Right. That was my first KPX race, so I didn't race the other two, you know, because I was working with Rodney and trying to just help out Rodney get going and stuff. So I didn't race the first two. That was my first one. And I'm like, all right, it's my home track. I'm going to do okay. I'll be okay. And, no, I qualified last. I mean, I ran a time that I don't think I've ever ran in my life, man. That's how bad it was. I think 53-3, I think I qualified at, bro.
I think there was that one club race I qualified behind you, though. I think so.
Right.
And I think I was like 60 pounds lighter than you.
I qualified second on that one. And then I think I got in the main, too, right behind Gallagher. So I got some pace there. I can go faster. It just didn't happen for me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Prairie City's super tricky.
It is. You know what? Man, to go, that's it. Yeah, I'm going to cancel your check now. He's laughing at me. To go just making fun of me, my 53-3. It's bad, man. I don't know. And just the week before, I think I ran a 51-1, I think. You know? I was almost in the 50s. So how do you do that? How do you go, like, over 2 seconds slower, you know? My car was just jacked. My brakes were locked on. What it was.
That's,
I had some really bad drag. No, it's not good. Going up the hill, it was like, I'd come around that corner to go up the hill in the back there, and it just go, bah. It was so bad. I mean, I was getting passed all over the place. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I was getting passed like
Prairie City's not very fun when you're slower either.
No, it's not very fun. And nowhere is fun when you're slow. But, are you just running the KPX, or are you doing other club races?
Oh, I'm doing other club races. Starting this weekend, we've got seven weekends in a row. So,
holy smokes, 7 weekends in a
row?
Yeah. Man, no wonder you're working all the time, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's a lot of racing. That's when you're done with that little stint, you're ready to break, huh?
Yeah, I get 1 week break after that.
Oh, man, and then you're back at it again?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dang, dude, you are an animal. That's insane. Well, Bryce, you got time to hang out with us for a few?
Yeah,
Cool. We're going to play a couple commercials, and we're going to play a song, and then we'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. We've got Mr. Bryce Dickman on the show tonight. He's in an Invader, where he just got in an Invader and he started ripping. Not that he was not ripping before, but he started ripping hard when he got into that thing. So hang out. We'll talk to him. Cole will be calling back. He's out on the track right now. He's going to call back and let us know how it's going. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
So homeboy never even seen the checkered flag. How, I mean, you gotta be seeing the checkered flag. He never even got a wave, right? I think he's running around in the back, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Right. But not Bryce Dickman, man. He's running around up front these days, man. Give it up for Bryce Dickman. Holy smoke, dude. Where'd this all come from? All of a sudden, you're just like, bam, it's on. You're like, I'm done being right here. I'm gonna move it up. I'm going to step it up this year. And that's exactly what you did, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're working really hard. We're not, you know, we don't take any breaks this year.
Right? It shows, dude. It shows. You're running around up front, dude. That's all I can say, you know?
I don't even know how it happened. It's just all of a sudden, you know, we just started running with the front guys, you know. It just doesn't feel anything hugely different. It's just, you know, over time it slowly builds up. You learn different things every weekend, you know. And, you know.
Right, right. That's it, too. Flipping, it's like, all of a sudden, you're just like, whoa, like, I'm going fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And bam, I mean, it's on, you know? So, I mean, that's how it kind of happened for me. It's like, all of a sudden, it just, like, it kind of clicked, you know? But then, still, you still got, you know, it's still tough, man. It really is. It's tough. But, whatever. It's all good.
Yeah. It's never easy, you know.
No, absolutely not. What about seven races in a row, dude, or seven race weekends in a row?
Yeah, we got quite an adventure in front of us.
That's big time. That's the big time, dude, right there. I'm telling you, it's kind of crazy. That's a lot of ripping.
Definitely. I mean, we can just feel it now, you know. We're so close to that first win, so it's like we're pretty hungry at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet, man. You're gonna get I'm feeling a win coming for you, dude. I really am. I'm feeling it. You know, you don't just go get on pole and not win races. You know what I mean? You're running. You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
The stars just gotta line up, and you'll be dialed. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to be jumping for joy for you, dude. I can't wait. It's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good feeling, man.
Yeah. Getting pulled, pull alone was a really, really awesome feeling.
Right?
Yeah.
The first time, the first time you come around the corner and you're the one regulating all the speed and stuff, you're the man. You know what I mean? You're running the show. That's a good feeling, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I got it out of Prairie City, and dude, it was just like, man, you guys got to do what I say right now. You know what I mean? And I started slow.
Yeah.
I went super slow, and then started super slow. Everyone's like, "Why are you going so slow?" I'm like, well, I wanted to make sure it was all good, dude. Oh man, when you did get pulled, were you first going into the first corner? Did you stay in the lead for a while?
Yeah, so basically what happened is on the start, I got a really, really good start. And by the first corner at Stockton, that right-hander, I was actually fully in front of the guy in second.
Nice.
And then, coming into one of the corners, the bus stop at the back, he threw it up the inside. That was Jeff Shaw, I think, that was in second, and yeah. He got me pretty good into that corner, and then, you know, I just followed him for a few laps, and yeah, passed back and forth a couple times.
Yeah, Shaw's no joke. You can get around him, or you're even, you know, hanging with him. That's something to be said, because he's no joke, man. He's got wins, you know. He's been carding a long time, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool to be racing with him. I've been racing KPX for a year and a half, and he's always been at the top. So to be racing with him is pretty good feeling.
Right. Even to be in that company, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how it was for me with Gallagher. You know, he always runs around in the front, you know, of every race he goes to, and be dicing it up with him at that club race. You know, it's a good feeling, man. it's good company. You know, I'll pick second to that company anytime. I'm feeling good about it. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But then the next weekend, I freaking couldn't drive for nothing. I don't get it. You know?
That happens to me.
You're having
qualify pole one weekend and then come out the next weekend and be 2 seconds behind the pack.
Right. It's like, what happened? What's going on? I don't get it, man. I really don't get it. It's just tuning, huh?
Tuning's huge.
You're hating it. Let's talk a little bit about your pops, man. I know that he's a big part of your race program. You guys kind of, you know, got into it, and it's kind of like your guys' thing, father and son, you know. And, I mean, I'm impressed with him. He's come a long ways, too, with tuning in and doing his thing also, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm still getting used to trusting him all the time because, you know, anytime I trust him, that's when we end up, you know, doing well, so.
Wonder how that, see how that works? Man, so Pop is doing good, man. You guys are, you know, I was talking with Cole before you came on, and you're just, you know, good people to be around. You know, I always like that. You're always smiling, dude. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen you not smile. Maybe when you got a little migraine or something, you disappear for a little bit, but that's about it, dude, you know?
We try to keep it positive. You know, my dad always says the worst weekend at the track is better than any weekend working.
Right, that's so true. I tell you, I mean, any second at the track is better than any second at work. So you guys are all dialed in, huh? You guys got your cars all dialed in. You guys are ready to rock.
It took a couple weekends, but I mean, we're learning it pretty fast.
No, I mean,
definitely helps when you have the creator.
Right. Like Mr. Invader.
Yeah, Mr. Invader himself. Yeah.
Right, because he just knows exactly what to do to them things, man. I mean, it's like, I don't know. He just knows he's done it. He's tried everything, you know. There's nothing he probably hasn't tried on those cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he built every part of it. Well, put it all together.
Right. The big difference in just putting a car together and building it from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're building it from scratch and you're just getting some tube steel and you're just bending it up and welding it up, that's amazing if you ask me.
Yeah.
Not people do that. You know, not too many handcrafted carts anymore.
Yeah, a lot of them, you know, all those factory carts, you know, that are mass produced.
Right. So you got, you know, some extra love in your cart.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely made with love. That makes it go fast.
What were you guys on before that? I forget.
We ran a top cart for a little while at the beginning, and then we were on to an Invader.
Okay. So when you were first started karting, you were on a top cart?
Yeah. Our first cart we ever bought was an 08 top cart. And we ran that for a little while.
That was the Blue Bomber?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yep. And man, what was up with that thing? You just never really like fulfilling that thing, huh?
I mean, it was off. It was like really hit or miss. You know, like one weekend it could, you know, we could get lucky and it would be pretty quick, and then the next weekend it would be just, you know, we could change everything on the cart and nothing would work.
Mm-hmm. How my CRG was.
What was
my
that?
My CRG was hard to tune.
Oh, yeah.
But when it was tuned, it was faster than shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just hard to get it to that point, you know?
Yeah,
it really was.
It's hard to keep it there, too.
Right. You got to tune on that thing all day. That's what I like about the Burrell, is I pretty much just leave it alone, you know what I mean? Change some air pressure. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's about it. Does Cole do your engines? Does he go through your engines and tune your engines for you? Or do you have someone else who you use?
We have someone else do it. We have Mr. Jeff Nelson actually tune our motors.
Okay, cool. Nice. That's always good.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, our motor, we're running the same motor we have been for a year, and, you know, it's been just super fast. It's always been fast, so.
How often do you send it off to him to, you know, get looked at and dial in?
About every KPX race, usually. We do it pretty often.
Gotcha.
We try to do it every KPX.
Right. He's another one that's always at the track, too. You know, like Unleashed Power, Jerry, he's always at the track, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just
huge
to have your builder right there when something's not working right, and you can go, hey, help. Neighbor come running over, and they'll dial you in, you know? That's huge.
Yeah. Or he'll tell you it's not the motor and you're driving bad.
Right. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh man. But so what seven races do you got? Let's talk a little bit more about that. You got seven. First, what about the KA? What do you think of the KA? And what are your plans for the KA?
I haven't thought too much about it. It's really exciting, and I'd like to get into it eventually. It looks really fun. It looks like a really good class.
Right. Always exciting, right? That's
why. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we support Cole or Grant every weekend when he's racing, and we'd like to get into it probably eventually, not really in the cards right now, I guess.
Right. Keep working, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
saving it.
Leclerc coming onto the scene. You know, he's got a little bit of Nelson blood in him. He's a cousin or something, so he's got a little advantage. Man, he's fast right out of the gate, huh?
Yeah, he got fast really quick. I remember seeing him at Shasta at the beginning of last year, I think, and then all of a sudden he came out was just, you know, faster than everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's saying something, you know. That's because he's a Nelson, dude. He's got that in him. I tell ya.
Mm-hmm.
He's just starting out, so give him a couple seasons and it's over with. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
It's on. But so let's talk a little bit about your seven races that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What all races do you have in a row like that?
We've got Marina, the club race this weekend, and we've got the KPX after that. And then we've got a Kinsman club race, a Davis club race, Gold Rush at Kinsman, and then KPX Reno, and then a Prairie City or Stockton club race the weekend after that.
Nice. I hope you go to Prairie City. I'd like to see a Prairie City. Stockton's cool, too. I got to make a Stockton. Oh, man.
Speaking of Stockton,
I was supposed to remind Alan to call in. He wanted to call in. Dang it. I am an idiot. It's hard, man. It's hard. And when I don't clue in my producer either, I kind of forget to tell him things, and then he can't do it either because I don't tell him, you know what I mean? It's tough, man. It's tough being a guy, dude. It's not easy. It's tough, man.
Yeah.
People think I'm
sure
on the radio. Yeah. Well, I do. I guess I do, but, I mean, it's a lot of work. Doing it. It's like another job, man. It really is. That's why we cut the one day. It's got to be like too much. It was a little bit too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we're going to go to Marina Saturday, head out Saturday, head for Reno Saturday night, go race, club race there in Reno Saturday. And then the next weekend's the KPX. And then I don't know after that what I'm great doing. I'm not sure. I think next month is the next Prairie City race. I'd like to hit a a Stockton race. I'd like to hit a Blue Max race. I haven't been there all season, so I'd like to hit a Blue Max race.
They've had some pretty good numbers lately.
Right.
Especially in Masters.
Right. Masters have been sick. Man, telling you, sick. Like 15 of them on average or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy over there at Davis. And, you know, the whole Masters class this year has gotten just huge.
Right. And a little out of control, people. Okay, let's remember that. Let's try to keep it in control. Man, I'm telling you, dude. It's like, geez, dude, that last Prairie City race, KPX. Holy crud. There must have been a pileup at every corner for the first two laps.
Yeah, Prairie City's it tends to be like that sometimes. Even I'm sure you saw the part of the Junior 2 race, that start at least.
Yeah. It was hairy, man. That whole weekend was tough. But they were, the Masters, they just gotta get through the first couple corners, man, is all we gotta do. Like, come on, people.
Mm-hmm. Corral.
You know? Yeah, brother.
Hey, what do you think about? Yeah, hey, what do you think about? Let's talk about moving the start procedure at Prairie City to a different part of the track.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. Even coming out of the last couple
spot.
You know, if you start everybody in a corner, where the punch off cone or the start cone is. Like through the corner, while people are going, and other people still have to keep off the gas to get through that corner, and then they can get on the gas. So it gives that little bit of separation.
So you think that'd be a good idea to move in?
Oh, great idea. I think that needs to happen. I really do. I think that's a great, great idea.
And what about you, Bryson, as a driver? What do you think about that?
So you guys are talking about backing up the start farther back onto the into the turn?
Or into coming out of turn three even. You know what I mean? Have a start right there or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know about turn three. That'd be a little too close, I think. And I think backing it up would do the opposite.
Well, what I'm saying is if you do it on turn three, there's people coming through one and two, those S's, and when you come out of three, that's when you hit it. So you can't even hit it until you get to that crunch cone. So you're just still single file, and that creates separation. They go, people are still coming around the corner, kind of spreads them out a little bit. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I think it's going to end up people trying to take advantage of the green light and or the green flag and, you know, trying
well,
to pass
go,
before and stuff.
You can't go until the punch cone. You know what I mean? You can't hit it until the punch cone. I mean, and you're
interesting.
Like,
one of my thoughts
think?
is it's kind of a crazy thought, but they would have to change the track. They should put an infield before the bowl turn, so before the last turn one, two, three, they take that section out. So imagine you, after the start-finish line, you had to make a hard left and have that go straight across to bypass the chicane, basically. You know what I mean? And you'd only use that for the start, basically.
Oh, gotcha. Just like at Infineon, when we start racing motorcycles, we use the whole track on the start, and then after that, they close it off, and we have to go wide and hit the little bumper over there.
Correct.
Right?
So
I mean,
they added concrete across the patch about 40 feet in from the last turn, the bowl turn, or I guess it would be the first turn, if you will, and eliminated the zigzag scenario that you just came down, start, made a left, went across, and then you made another lap, kind of pit out, basically, and that would be the first lap, and you would only do that for the start.
Right. I think that's something. I don't know if we can talk them into reconfiguring their whole track.
I know. I doubt it because I cost money, but that's the most common, easiest way to – because that track is weak when it comes to starting. It's a guarantee smash fest. You're never going to get out of a smash fest. So I'm all about coming up with solutions, and that's a definite solution to that track. You know what I mean?
I think you just got to throw out more flags, man. If you throw out more black flags and you start penalizing people, they're going to quit mashing and bashing.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I think it's a teaching. You know, we should be teaching them, not changing the track layout. To me,
I mean, you hand up enough penalties, and people are going to stop bashing, man. Bottom line, you know, they're going to quit bashing. Right? I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, nobody wants to start in the back, that's for sure. So it's like, I don't know. I think they've been putting some penalties out there. They actually have been pretty stiff on the penalties, actually, you know. They really have. You know, doing sending people to the back, this and that, and docking them positions, you know. There was someone jumped the start by about 15 carts on the Masters race last year. Well, he got DQ'd, you know, he had to go back. He ended up losing a chain, I think, or something. But they sent him back, you know, for jumping that start. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's all about making the racers respect the race directors, respecting the other drivers, you know what I mean? And that's what it is. It's just a blatant lack of respect, I think, you know, when you're just smashing through people. And I mean, it gets expensive, bro. I mean, you know, my bumper wasn't cheap, you know. I'd have bought just a bumper so I could have a cool bumper, and it wasn't cheap, bro. It was definitely not cheap.
I'm rolling with a backup bumper for this weekend because mine was smashed a bit, you know.
Right.
I agree. We have got drivers have to drive better with their left foot. You know, on the starts, I'm full throttle, and then I'm just kind of braking on and off, on and off, on and off to keep the distance from the person in front of me, right? And I'll do that all the way through turn one, turn two, you know. This way I don't slam somebody in front of me. But what inevitably happens is I'm doing that, and someone hits me so hard from behind that it pushes me into the person in front of me, right?
Right.
Which,
right.
Yeah, that happens too common. I think KPX is going to say some stuff to us, to the Masters, and maybe another class, because Prairie City was very was a smash fest. We haven't had one of those all year yet.
One of those
all the first one, you know?
And I agree, it was. It was a bit of a fest, you know? It was a lot of stuff going on. It's a tight track, you know. I think Chris Rossi nailed it when we were talking to him last time. You know, people come in and here's their brake marker. But when you've got 10 guys around, you can't hit that same brake marker, you know. You're not going to hit that same brake marker. You have to change your brake marker a little bit because you can't do it, you know. I mean, it's just not going to happen that way. So I think that's a big one, you know.
And
people realize it. Go ahead.
And I'm not saying that I'm a great driver or whatever. I've made mistakes myself.
Great.
Everyone's making mistakes. But it just seems like I just got pushed around a lot, way more than I'm used to. So
Right. Well, you're used to the two strokes too, you know. It's
yeah.
I mean, two strokes. You're not smashing and bashing it quite as much as you do. You're on the four stroke because you're going a lot faster, and the consequences are a lot taller, right?
Yeah, it does seem like it's got a little bit cleaner driving when you are running the two stroke or you're running, you know, up at Sonoma. There's just and Sonoma's track also has a lot more room, a lot more braking, a lot more inside outside. You have more choices as a driver. Some of the smaller tracks, you don't have that option. It's very single lane, you got nowhere to go. If someone's on the outside or someone's on the inside, there's nowhere for anyone to go. And no one's going to win. So you got three drivers going for one position, basically. Right? So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've been on the inside, middle, on the outside, and I'm guilty of all the above. I keep it pinned, and I'm just trying to hold my line, you know, whether it's inside, middle, or outside. I'm just trying to hold on to what I have.
The biggest thing that I can say is when you are in the start, just hold that steering wheel, man. Lock your arms on and don't let that wheel turn. That's when you're going to spin. You know, if you can keep that wheel straight and just keep your arms locked in, you're going to be all right. You get pushed around a bit, but you're going to keep going straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people get, you get hit and you're like, you know, you're loose on the wheel. That wheel spins, you're done. It's over for you. You know?
Yeah.
So that's advice. I mean, it happened to me a couple times, and I held on to that steering wheel about as tight as I possibly could, and it was made it happen. You know, that's what you do. Make it happen. But anyways.
So at the Rock race I did the Rock National race. They would just have corner workers. Just write down if they saw, let's just say, you pushed someone deep into a turn with your bumper, they would just write your cart number down. And then when you come to the scales, they would just have this person with documentation said, turn 3, lap 5, you pushed this person, you hit him too hard, you pushed him through the turn, you're docked 4 positions, and you have 2 choices, sign the document, or protest the document. And it was just an easy way to kind of police the system, that every corner there was a worker there kind of policing. And you were kind of just forced to drive better if you could. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I liked about the Prairie City KPX race. They were the corner workers there were doing a really really good job of reporting every little incident like that to the race director and everything. So they were really watching the people pushing around pretty closely.
Nice,
right?
That's good to hear.
I think that's huge. You got to have good race directing. And you got to have good tech. That's the key to having a successful race. You know what I mean? You got to have good tech, because if you don't, people push the envelope, you know? I mean, if there's no tech, why wouldn't they, you know? So good tech and good race directors. I think that's huge. That makes for a successful race, you know? Because you're going to have some smashing and bashing. And it's hard for a race director to get every call. It really is. So like Bryce said, having those corner workers that are really paying attention, you know, and knowing what is a little bump, you know, because a little bit of rubbing is racing, okay? But pushing someone out of the way and smacking into them and spinning someone out, that's not racing, you know? So you got to kind of know the difference, too, because there is, you know, rubbing. You can rub a little bit without spinning people and smashing into people. You know what I mean? It's not like you're doing it on purpose, but, I mean, you know, you just got to know, you know, the difference. It's tough. Those guys got a tough job, the race director, the corner workers. It's not an easy one. You know? Well, I guess the corner workers can make it easy if they just don't do nothing. Right?
Yeah, they could do that.
Right. I'm going to take this phone call. You guys hang out for a minute, okay? You guys talk.
All right, sounds good, Earl.
All right, he's putting me live on the radio. Bryson, so with your new cart, can you kind of explain to me and just the listeners, how did you, between your top cart and the Invader, like driving style, like how does it feel different? Like what makes it faster? Do you feel that makes it faster?
For me with the Invader, it's the biggest thing is it's responsive, you know, to all of our changes. It's way easier to tune than the older top cart, for one. And the other thing, you know, I really like a loose cart. And the Invader's just been a lot more free than the top cart was. The top cart seemed like it was just bound up and we could never get that thing free.
Gotcha. Okay. That's good to know, because, you know, I love all the different carts out there. I like hearing how they all drive differently, you know.
Yeah, the Invader, you know, what I've heard and learned, it's, you know, is a car you really got to drive, like, aggressively, you know. You can't just, you know, lollygag out there. You got to really, you know, throw it around the corners. Different tracks, it works differently, you know. But for the most part, you know, it's just going out there and, you know, really, really pushing, finding the limits, and then – you know, making the car, you know, tuning it and trying to change your driving style at the same time to improve, and all the work that goes into, you know.
Nice. All right, Harrell, are you back?
Yep. I'm here.
Hey, do we, I think we have another caller on. Oh, no, he dropped off. What happened?
Oh, no.
There was a caller on there. We'll see if I can reach this guy back again.
Right, call back, man. Man, I just didn't want to interrupt you guys. That's why I didn't jump right in. But, shoot, what a bummer.
Hold on, I'm gonna try and see if I can.
It was Cambrian, right? So anyways, that's a bummer. But, yeah, you know, Bryce, you were talking about, you know, throwing it in there harder and stuff. And that's one thing that I've learned from Rodney is anytime my butt gets in that seat, I'm driving as hard as I can every single second and pushing it as hard as I flipping can, you know. No downtime, you know what I mean? No, just get in the thing and start ripping. I don't care if it's cold tires, warm tires, just, you know, whatever it is. Just push that thing as hard as you can. Throw it in there as hard as you can. When I start telling him, oh, it's gripping up and it's bouncing, he says, go through the corner faster. Make that thing come loose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you got to do is just even go in harder. If you think it's not handling good, go harder. And it'll start handling
better. Yeah, exactly. At Stockton, the Stockton race actually that I got pulled, I was fighting, you know, like an understeer, I think, all day long. And then I just started driving harder, pushing a little bit harder, and actually into that first turn at Stockton, just driving in deeper actually made it turn better around the corner, which, you know, I never, you know, I always thought you'd slow down earlier to make the cart turn better, but braking later actually made it turn better, which was interesting.
Right. That's a tough section for me right there. That's like the section that I don't really got dialed, you know what I mean? Is that turn one, turn two, it's tough right there for me.
It's a weird corner. It gets really bound up sometimes there.
Right. I've got a couple. I got a first over at Stockton. I got a couple seconds. I've done pretty decent over there. I actually have. I do pretty well there. I've got kind of a lot of laps. You know, I did a lot in the last 2 years. I was there a bunch at Stockton. So it's fun, man. I like that track. It's bumpy and there's grass growing out on the track, you know, in the cracks. And it's just kind of – it's a good track, though. I like it, you know. I really do. It's a good track. Wonder when the next race is.
It's fun.
Man, I can't believe I forgot to call Alan. I'm bummed. But whatever. I'll get you in here, Alan. I haven't forgot about your brother. Bummed. And anyways, all right. Well, if we can't get Travis back on, well, and Cole's not calling back in. You listening out there, Cole? You still in the car ripping laps? It's getting kind of dark. You better come in. Can't see. But we've only got about 25 minutes left anyways. I think we just kind of call it an earlier night tonight. I got a lot of prep to do, I know. If I'm leaving the day after tomorrow, I got to leave and be ready. I don't know if I'm going to be ready. I'm hating it. But whatever, we'll see what we can do. Thanks, Bryce, for hanging out with us tonight, man. It was a pleasure. It really was. You are a natural dude on the radio, so... You're welcome here anytime, man. If you want to just call in, hang out, and give your two cents or be a guest host, you know, anytime. Anytime. We'd love to have you on. We'd like to get Pops on here a little more, too. Surprised we didn't hear from him
huh? I'll definitely try to get him on. We both like sharing our opinions.
Right? Yeah, you do. And yes, he does. So let's do we're going to do we should do I got to do some kind of contest or something, like the father and son contest, you know, where the dad and the son that are racers, you know, or tuners. We'll do a little contest to win some prizes, and we'll do, like, battle of the dad or something like that, you know?
we should do that. That'll get me and my dad out there on the track at the same time.
Right? I thought he was getting a cart. Wasn't he going to try to get a cart? He was going to be thinking about come racing.
We're working on it, you know. It's slowly coming up. Let's see.
Nice. Nice. I love it. Anything I can help with, dude, let me know. I got a bunch of gear, and I got all kinds of stuff. So when you guys are ready, hit me up.
Yeah, we will.
But, all right, man. Well, thanks again for hanging out with us tonight. Thanks for your time. Man, congratulations on just stepping it up, too, lately, dude. You're doing awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Earl. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Are you going to be there Saturday or Sunday? Are you going to be there Sunday morning?
I think we're heading up Sunday morning, yeah.
Okay, so I probably won't see you this weekend, but I will definitely see you the following weekend at KPX, all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Bryce. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good night, Earl.
All right, you too, brother. That's Bryce Dickman, man. He's really come on the scene hot lately. He went and got pole over at Stockton, and I mean he's running around in the top five all the time. You know, that's good to see. But I think we call that a wrap. I think Pagot was trying to get Travis on there. I'm not sure what happened there, but maybe we'll get him back. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll play a quick song and. We'll see what happens.
What I think would be a good idea would be maybe do a separate have him on for a separate show. We can have a longer conversation.
Really need to get.
That was Tavish from Cameron Racing up at Sonoma, and you know we were just gonna have a conversation maybe about the program up there, what they offer, that kind of stuff. Just change it up. From the norm.
Right, for sure. Well, let's plan that for next week. And actually, next week you're going to have a KPX quiz for the following week, maybe.
Yeah, that's
what
I was kind of thinking. I'll reach back out to him, and we'll set something up in the next couple weeks.
Perfect. All right, well, we're going to play a quick song. We'll be right back. You're listening to Steve Go, to Harrell, and we are on the Hump Day with Harrell Radio Show exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to paradise.
What up, Harrell here. We're getting close to the end, so we're going to say goodbye. And I just want to remind everybody, Marina this weekend, Saturday practice, Sunday race in Reno, if you're going to be in that area. So get out there and drive, man. Drive. And the following weekend is KPX, so it's on, all right? It's on. Make sure y'all get out there for Marina, support the KPX, and support your local club. This is Pharrell. That is FIFA Go. And we will check you guys next Wednesday, man. Have fun this weekend.
Wash me over.